The evenings were brisk in June, high 40s, and so it was nice to walk around. Nice for the first 3 minutes of stargazing, until you recalled what else was out there. The UK-USA agreement that had everyone listening to everyone else was just creepy. Not so creepy that I didn't like it, but creepy enough to make you wonder what other activities were being prosecuted in the name of our best interests. I went to the pub. All our facilities were on base, including a supermarket and even a daycare for anyone who'd procreated by accident. We were a young lot. Linguists are restless and itinerant. And like I said, this place was not the most hospitable. I took a stool at the bar and ordered a beer. I didn't much like beer, but it seemed more sociable than the liquors, which was the idea because there was Teddy at the far end of the room, draining a beer of his own. He was sitting by himself, just another linguist who'd heard it all, Korean, Vietnamese, Indonesian. It's a funny thing about languages. If you're good with one, you are generally good with several. I could probably speak Tagalog in a few months if I tried. Teddy, nay, Teddy and not Theodore, had been at the base for about 4 years, his first post as well. We were cordial, always said hi on the street, but had never actually talked. This state of affairs described all my relations, so the evening's thaw between us was interesting already, for its deviance, though I could not have known what sort of umbrella word deviance would become by morning. I sat at his table. Our common ground was the weather, and North Korea's intransigence, re-special inspections, and also maybe next week's cricket match. So, predictably, our dialogue lurched and stalled until I got bored. I never had any patience to get to know anyone. Also, I couldn't stop thinking about the negotiator. What was he talking about? Why so down on the new orders? Why so emasculated? I'd flushed my mind with the night air, had a beer, and was ready to listen again. I would block out everything I'd translated already, hone in on the rest, and maybe find meaning in the carnage of this guy's self-esteem. I told Teddy I wanted to go to the cave, which is what we called a mostly neglected listening room in the basement. You went there primarily to do what I had in mind, which was to re-cue a tape and try again. He seemed eager to come with, and I figured 4 ears beat 2, so why not? Also, he was lonely. We all were. It's true I kept to myself, and that I liked reclusion, but this did not militate against the loneliness of just breathing, in and out, and all the other fundamentals you do alone each day.